Courtesy at Home by Mrs. Ellen G. White, found in The Health Reformer, February 1, 1874. Something is wrong in those families, says the bazaar, where the little courtesies of speech are ignored in the everyday home life. True politeness cannot be learned like a lesson by one effort any time in one's life. It must be inbred. Well-meaning but rough is said of many a man, and too often the beginning of the difficulty lies with the parents in a family. Is it hard for the husband to give a smiling thank you to his wife as she brings his slippers on his evening return home? Is it more difficult for the mother to say, "John, will you shut the door, please?" than to use the laconic phrase, "Shut the door," when Tom knocks over his sister's baby house? Why should not, "Excuse me, I didn't mean to," be the instinctive apology? Many who would not be guilty of discourtesy to a stranger or to a friend in the world without lay aside much, if not all, their suavity of manner on entering the home circle. The husband and wife dispense with those little graceful attentions which, though small, are never unimportant. The children are ordered hither and thither with crusty words. No thank you rewards the little tireless feet that run on countless errands. The dinner is eaten in silence, broken only by fault-finding and reproof from the parents, and ill humor and teasing among the children. In the evening, the father devotes himself to his newspaper and the mother to her sewing, interrupting themselves only to give such peremptory orders as, "Less noise, children, stop quarreling," and finally, "Go to bed." In many families, there is no positive rudeness among the members, only a lack of those simple affectionate attentions which awaken a spontaneous return, a want of that consideration and gentleness of demeanor which are wellsprings of comfort in every household. The well-bred host does not fail to bid his guest good night and good morning. Why should not this simple expression of good feeling be always exchanged between parents and children? The kindly morning greeting will often nip in the bud some rising fretfulness, and the pleasant goodbye from old and young when leaving the house for office, shop, or school is a fragrant memory through the day of separation. When the family gather alone around breakfast or dinner table, the same courtesy should prevail as if guests were present. Reproof, complaint, unpleasant discussion, and scandal, no less than moody silence, should be banished. Let the conversation be genial and suited to the little folks as far as possible. Interesting incidents of the day's experience may be mentioned at the evening meal, thus arousing the social element. If resources fail, sometimes little bits read aloud from the morning or evening paper will kindle the conversation. No pleasanter sight is there than a family of young folks who are quick to perform little acts of attention toward their elders. The placing of the big armchair in a warm place for Mama, running for a footstool for Auntie, hunting up Papa's spectacles, and scores of little deeds show unsurpassed and loving hearts. But if Mama never returns a smiling thank you, dear, if Papa's "just what I was wanting, Susie" does not indicate that the little attention is appreciated, the children soon drop the habit. Little people are imitative creatures and quickly catch the spirit surrounding them. So if, when the mother's spool of cotton rolls from her lap, the father stoops to pick it up, bright eyes will see the act and quick minds make a note of it. By example, 1,000 times more quickly than by precept can children be taught to speak kindly to each other, to acknowledge favors, to be gentle and unselfish, to be thoughtful and considerate of the comfort of the family. The boys, with inward pride in their father's courteous demeanor, will be chivalrous and helpful to their young sisters. The girls, imitating the mother, will be gentle and patient, even when big brothers are noisy and heedless. Scolding is never allowable. Reproof and criticism from parents must have their time and place. but should never intrude so far upon the social life of the family as to render the home uncomfortable. A serious word in private will generally cure a fault more easily than many public criticisms. In some families, a spirit of contradiction and discussion mars the harmony. Every statement is, as it were, dissected, and the absolute correctness of every word calculated. It interferes seriously with social freedom when unimportant inaccuracies are watched for and exposed for the mere sake of exposure. Brothers and sisters also sometimes acquire an almost unconscious habit of teasing each other, half in earnest, half in fun. This is particularly uncomfortable for everybody else, whatever doubtful pleasure the parties themselves may experience. In the home where true courtesy prevails, it seems to meet you on the very threshold. You feel the kindly welcome on entering. No rude eyes scan your dress. No angry voices are heard upstairs. No sullen children are sent from the room. No peremptory orders are given to cover the delinquencies of housekeepers or servants. A delightful atmosphere pervades the house, unmistakable yet indescribable.